Fancy a haircut after the film? Thought you did? Well, then head for Quando Hair Salon. With over 300 stylists at your service, there's a fashionable look, even for you. From the very young to the oh-so-very old.
Oh, gold.
Quando is a supermarket of style for every age. Quando Hair Salon, King Street, London. Just a snip from this cinema.
Quando Hair Salon, King Street, Southwest 4. Those fleet-footed, friendly, follicle fiddlers whose every snip is a charm.
So you say you want to look like Beethoven?
Pardon?
So you say you want to look like Beethoven?
Pardon?
I want to look like Robert Maxwell.
I want to look like Stephen Hawking.
Thank you.
I want to look like Dick Dastardly.
I want to look like Charles the First. No, Charles the Second! Welcome to the world of Quando. More than a shop, not just a parlour, a veritable 10-storey tower of achievement, with London at its feet, and at its head, the nicest-natured men in hairdressing. Carlo Quando. The business brains. René Quando. The artist. And Charlie Quando. The Joker. Three men whose simple motto of excellence and value has laid waste the competition, scattered their critics, and driven hordes of adoring customers before them.
Oh, this is perfect, René. Absolutely perfect.
Thank you, Charlie, but it was nothing.
To recreate 3.5 acres of countryside on the roof of a hairdressing salon in the centre of London, 10 floors above street level, is nothing.
Okay, is something. Now, take your shot.
At the 9 iron, please, Steve.
Righty on, Mr. Quando.
Nice drive, Charlie.
Thank you, René. To the green, Steve.
Yes, Mr. Quando. Up on board, gentlemen.
Yes, a normal day at the Quandos as the brothers savour the stuff of success atop their vast empire, blissfully unaware of a coming menace which will rock the very foundations of their rooftop idyll.
I can't believe it, Charlie. Again you make the hole in one.
It's my lucky ring, René. I tell you, it's my lucky ring.
Lucky ring. You get them out of a Christmas cracker 3 years ago.
Yes, and I never had bad luck since. Okay, so when was the last time I had bad luck, René?
I don't know.
I think.
Was it the time you got that paper cut, opening your cracker at Christmas?
Yes. And when was that?
6:30 p.m. December 24th, 1996.
Aha!
It's a coincidence.
How can it be What was that?
What was what?
That?
I don't know. We better get downstairs, huh?
See?
To the elevator, Steve.
Yes, Mr. Quando.
What was that indeed? The stamp of a mighty foot? The clumsy clumping of some leviathan? No. It is smaller and infinitely more horrid, and all around our heroes it is gathering strength. At the wash basins, rinser and chatterbox extraordinaire Tracy Alcock's flow of human unconsciousness is almost broken by the impending peril.
Is that too hot for you, Mr. Beaton?
Yes.
That's all right, then. Of course, he wasn't always called George Michael. His original name was Georgios, but he changed it to George because Georgios sounded too foreign. And with his last name being Michael and that, would have been like a foreign name than an English name. He thought about Georgios Michaelios, but he reckoned that sounded like a couple of Greek islands. Not that he's a racialist or nothing. How could he be? He's from abroad himself. Oh, did you feel that, Mr. Beaton?
Even the precision of Quando's stylist perfectionist, Anthony Keystone, teeters towards the brink.
Hey, what was that?
It would appear to be the crashing of worlds, the sudden juxtaposition of two irresistible forces.
Sounds more like the cast of Riverdale's.
Hello.
Charlie, René, what is happening?
I don't know, Carlo. It's just some sort of low rumbling sound.
See, and he's getting louder.
Look how the bottles of gel quiver as the ground shakes beneath our feet. Can you feel it?
See.
Can you feel it?
See.
Can you feel it?
Charlie, Carlo, help me. I'm being swept away on a tidal wave of scorching land.
Children, hundreds of them, thousands of them. Big ones, little ones, children of every conceivable size and shape, all with one thing in common. It is the last day of the school holidays, and they all need a haircut.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please. Would all our junior customers please wait in the Quando reception area? Attention, please. I repeat, would all our junior customers stay in the Quando reception area? Oi, kids, shut it.
an onslaught of schoolchildren, and yet, under a pressure that would positively pulverise less capable concerns, the Quando machinery slips effortlessly into gear. The huge hordes arrive, and as they do, they're greeted by the most efficient ticketing system in London.
Now serving customer 562.
Haircut for me, son, little Darren, please.
But I don't want me haircut.
Shut it.
Name, please.
Darren.
And your son's name?
Darren.
If you'd like to take a ticket.
But I don't want me haircut.
Shut it.
Take a ticket. Your number will be called when someone's free.
Now serving customer 563.
Shut it.
Sorry.
12 bag of oats, 2 ton of sheep dip. Sign here, please.
With 1,000 heads to wash, the rinsers are resorting to production line techniques.
Shampoo, water, towel dry.
Next.
Shampoo, water, towel dry.
Next.
Shampoo, water, towel dry.
Next.
Meanwhile, upstairs on the fourth floor, entire schools are in for the collective chop.
Stand up straight and wait for the striller to pass over you. Jenkins, stop wobbling.
Meanwhile, 3 floors down, problem patrons get more individual attention.
OK, my friend, now is the time to keep very, very still.
Why?
Because the scissors are sharp.
Why?
Because I cut your hair with them.
Why?
Because scissors are the most practical implement for the job of hair cutting.
Why?
Because the two flat pieces of metal are juxtaposed in such a way as to create the optimum slicing mechanism.
Why?
Here, Anthony, this one's a spit of George when he was younger. You know, pre-worm. Ever so cute. I'm telling you, you've got his nose and everything. What's your name?
Sharon.
Should change it to George. Be much more popular. Customer number 92 to basin 29. That's customer 92 to basin 29, please.
Hey, Charlie, what's up? You're looking a bit down in the dumpster.
I feel sick, Rene. I feel really sick.
The sick where you're going to be sick? Or the I feel like I want to strangle a kitten sick?
It's no good trying to cheer me up, Rene. When all the children rush in, I lose my lucky ring.
Charlie, it's not lucky ring. It's just the ring.
If anyone's interested, here are tonight's lottery numbers.
Rene, I have done it this week for the very first time.
Number 4.
Yes.
Number 9.
Yes.
12.
Yes, I have that.
22.
Oh, boy.
So much for losing the lucky ring, huh?
28.
I cannot believe it. This is it. Come on, number 40. Come on, number 40.
And finally...
Number 40.
Number 40.
Huh?
You see?
7. That's number 47.
Hey. You got 5 out of 6, Charlie. You're not that unlucky.
Oh, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. They were last week's numbers.
Where do you want to start looking for the ring, then, Charlie?
Can I come in here? All the cupboards are full downstairs.
Go on. Badger, what's your name?
Oh, little Darren.
Mine's David. Are you hiding?
Yeah, I don't want my hair cut.
Me neither.
I'm going to stay in here all day.
Yeah, I'm going to stay in here all term.
You're not going to stay in here at all if you don't keep the noise down.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, shut up. Keep your mouth shut.
Who are you?
Louise. Shh. Someone's coming. Lie flat. Pretend you're a towel. Hey, what's this?
Sheep dip.
Sheep dip. Oh, let's pour it into this water tank.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because we probably shouldn't.
Okay, then.
Excuse me, sir. My head's all itchy.
Is it now?
Is everything okay?
It's fine, Mr. Quando. Young lad is trying the me head's all itchy routine.
Oh, that old chestnut. I used to use the my head's all itchy routine myself. You have to come up with something better than that to get out of a haircut, young man.
But it is really itchy.
Oh, I'll tell you, all this talk of itchy heads, you're giving me one now.
Oh, so now you're trying to get out of work, eh?
No, Mr. Quando, I have actually got an itchy head.
Mr. Quando, my head's all itchy.
Me too, Mr. Quando, my head is all itchy too.
Stop it, all of you, stop it. All this talk of itchy heads, you're making my head itchy.
Attention, all Quando employees. I've got an itchy head. I've got an itchy head.
Nits, nits everywhere, racing round the assembled horde like a turbocharged tonker in a toy shop. And in a trice, there's not an unblemished bonce in the building.
Hello, I'd like a haircut, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, we're completely itchy at the moment. Any chance you could call back in a month?
I'm afraid not. I'm back at school tomorrow. Mm-hmm.
Along with the rest of them. Your name, please?
Nora. Nurse Nora.
Oh, you're a nurse? I thought you were a teacher.
No, I'm a nurse. Nurse Nora, they call me. Well, knitting nurse Nora, the head explorer.
You're a knit nurse?
I'm the fastest knit nurse in the West. That's 5 knits a hair every 4 hours, 3,000 hairs pi squared the hypotenuse, number of children squared, where it's the number of heads divided by days in the week.
And so, after some serious reckoning, knitty nurse Nora calculates an all-inclusive knit count of 227,847,217 knits.
That's a lot of knits.
It certainly is, Mr. Quando. I couldn't possibly have all these children de-knitted for school tomorrow.
No?
Unless we could somehow just get rid of the little blighters in one fell swoop.
It's a good idea, but what would the parents say?
The knits, Mr. Quando, the knits.
Oh, I see. So, how do we do that?
Do you mind if I have a cigar? Else me think.
No, go ahead.
What we need to kill off all the knits.
Yes?
No. What am I thinking? We'd never get that in the centre of London.
What? We never get what?
Sheep dip.
Sheep dip?
About half a ton. Mix with water. That'll do the trick.
Ah, Carlo. Any idea
what we lady, get... don't smoke. You'll set off the sprinklers. Too late.
What's that smell?
You know, it smells just like...
Sheep dip.
And so, from 1,000 tiny portals pours Rennie's sheep dip salvation. Can it be? The Quando's reputation is intact? Indeed it can, and with it comes a plethora of pleased parents.
Thank you, Mr. Quando.
Thank you, Mr. Quando. Excuse me. You've not seen my son, little Darren, have you?
Little Darren, what did he look like?
Like me, but little.
Mr. Quando, all the basins are clogged. I think there's something stuck in the pipes. Come and see.
Something? I think some body's stuck in the pipes. Hello?
Help me. I'm stuck in the pipes.
I was right. What are you doing in there, little boy?
Oh, I was hiding in the supply cupboard upstairs. It was too busy, so I had to come and hide down here in the pipes.
Wait a minute. That's my little Darren.
Don't worry, little Darren. We get you out. How are we going to get him out? We never had a schoolboy stuck in the pipes before.
Try maybe to push yourself upwards.
Oh, there's a load of air in here. What's this? It's a ring.
A ring?
A ring?
A ring? What's it on?
What you want about? No son of mine's wearing jewellery unless it's a medallion.
No. It's a lucky ring. Put it on and try to wriggle free.
Oh, I think it's working.
Hello?
My Darren.
My ring.
My word.
Oh, hello, Dad. I was hiding. I'm sorry. I don't still have to have a haircut, do I?
Of course you don't, you silly nit.
Well, who would have guessed it? The knits are nowhere, a ring returns, and our chorale of coiffuric conquerors prevails. But what new twists lie in store? What more cold curlers can fate throw at their feet? Find out this and more at your next appointment with the intrepid trio that are the brothers Quando, Quando, Quando.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, Quando, Quando, Quando.
I want to look like Kenneth Williams.
Oh, now, stop mucking about.
Can you guess what it is yet?
You want to look like Ralph Harris?
I want to look like John McEnroe.
You cannot be serious.
My darling, tell me when...
Quando, Quando, Quando was written by Mark Mayer and Raina Hirsch and featured Raina Hirsch, Mark Mayer, Catherine Tate and Stephen Greif. The producer was Claire Jones.
I want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sorry, we're fully booked today.
I'll be back.
When?